This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome to The Alex Jones Show on this Wednesday, November 16th, 2016. I'm David Knight, and joining me is Owen Schroer. We're going to be talking the first hour. In the third hour, we're going to have Leanne McAdoo. She's going to be joining us to talk about the news. Today, America is getting great again. By every metric, we're seeing amazing stuff, aren't we, Owen? We got the dollar hitting a 14-year high.
Wait, they told me the economy was going to collapse when Trump got in.
Yeah, well, you know, they had some jittery stock market stuff, but they always use that in order to take profits. But now we got the stock market soaring. We got the dollar to 14-year high. We have had an announcement of one of the biggest oil discoveries ever in Texas, and we're going to talk about that in the second hour. We're going to talk about the myth of peak oil that has been sold to us for as long as they've had oil, basically. But in the last few decades, it's been a product of the CIA. That's what has been behind our foreign policy. It's what's been behind our petrodollar. It's been intricately linked in our Federal Reserve system, as well as our geopolitics, and this is really going to shake things up. One of the things that the left is really upset about is the announcement by Trump. Of course, he's made it very clear that he believes global warming is a hoax, and it is a hoax, and we're going to tell you how that works out. We're going to tell you why it is. We're going to show you the lies that the media has been telling you since the 1980s. Matter of fact, I've got a Newsweek magazine right here from the from 1979, and you can see you could get it for $1.25 back then, the energy crisis, and they pronounce in there how in 1979 they predicted we were going to be totally out of oil in 8 years. Well, here we are 37 years later. We just had the biggest discovery of oil in the United States that we've ever seen. OPEC is on its knees, and the reporters are outraged that peace is breaking out, prosperity is coming, and Donald Trump hasn't even taken office. And we see all these things happening. So you've got an easing of tensions with the Russians, stepping back from the brink of nuclear disaster, stepping back from the Cold War number two. And Alex Jones, we're going to have a special report from him in the next segment. He's talking about how the world has pulled back from the brink. The media is outraged. Soros is outraged. He's trying to create a color revolution here in the United States. And the media is so upset about the fact that Donald Trump went to a restaurant in New York without taking them along.
And they make a big deal like there's some sort of a threat to his security, which we would agree. I mean, we've been saying, you know, pray for Donald Trump. We want to make sure he gets to the inauguration safely. But what is the left media talking about? What threat? Are you talking about the violent protesters that you said were peaceful? Why would anybody want to kill Donald Trump? I don't understand. He couldn't get in. What, is there some secret society out there that murders people that threaten their power structure?
Well, how about the Hollywood executives and the CEO of a security company that made threats on social media? We've seen people arrested who made threats against Donald Trump on social media, but they are not CEOs, they're not Hollywood executives, and when they come out and call for the financing of violent revolution, as that filmmaker did, what's happening to that? Okay, you've got him calling for that, you've got George Soros doing that. We're going to talk about how George Soros has a conference that is coming up in Washington, and he's going to challenge his people to do something to oppose Trump. The war is already on between the media and George Soros. We have to understand that's what's happening. So with all this other good news that you might think is good news, the fact that OPEC's power has been crushed, that the dollar is soaring, the stock market is soaring, that we've had an easing of strained relations. I mean, everybody was very excited when Nixon announced detente, an easing of strained relations. And yet now the media is just apoplectic about the private dinner with his family.
Well, and you've got the magazine here from, what did you say, it was the 70s or 80s?
So, 79, yeah.
And you can illustrate how what they do is like, oh, the people in charge of the oil industry are trying to sell you on a shortage of oil. I wonder why they would do that. They don't care about the planet. That's why they've been fracking. That's why they've been doing this to begin with. But that's neither here nor there. It's a sales push, David. And you can come on here. You can illustrate that. You can try to then link that to what they're doing with global warming and carbon taxes. But will the people listen?
And we'll be talking about that when we come back. But right after the break, Alex Jones. Trump pulls the world back from the brink of nuclear war, but Soros is starting his own war here in the United States. We'll be right back.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Charlie Daniels. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Longing for the sun, you will come.
This is Crystal Palace. St. Norad has declared DEFCON 3. Scramble all alert aircraft.
I repeat, scramble all alert aircraft.
George Soros was dealt a massive defeat with the landslide populist uprising election of Donald J. Trump 1 week ago. Soros has openly bragged on CNN's Fareed Zakaria's program that he helped finance and run the overthrow of the democratically elected government in Ukraine 2.5 years ago.
You, during the revolutions of 1989, funded a lot of dissident activity, civil society groups in Eastern Europe, in Poland, the Czech Republic. Are you doing similar things in Ukraine?
Well, I set up a foundation in Ukraine before Ukraine became independent of Russia. And the foundation has been functioning ever since. And it played an important part in events now.
And Soros has now met, according to Politico, this weekend in D.C. with dozens and dozens of top billionaires and other financiers to organize a new revolution in America, a black-slash-rainbow-color revolution, basically based on gang mentality and racism, and pushing the lies that Donald Trump's a homophobe and hates black people.
You are a racist. That's sad. That's real sad. He's against you. Why would you support a racist? He's going to send you back to Africa. That's what he said. He said send Mexicans back to Mexico. You are a disgrace to America. For being a young black man supporting a racist.
Thank you.
When all he's done is pledge to cut taxes on poor people across the board to zero and have incentives to build factories and other job-bearing programs and industries in the black community, and has been an advocate for gay rights for 30 years. But that doesn't matter. George Soros, the bizarre Nazi collaborator that's still walking around, has pledged to start war with Russia, has pledged to turn the Middle East over to radical jihadist groups working with Saudi Arabia. He's overthrown more than 15 countries and destroyed their currencies. He is a true James Bond villain, and he is hopping mad that the defense condition had been brought all the way to 3, which is the nuclear bombers ready, the missiles ready, from 5, and has now gone back to 5, because Russia and the United States are now entering a level of detente. And just yesterday, Vladimir Putin called Trump, and Trump said, we're going to have a new relationship with Russia. We're going to try to base it on peace, and we're going to have mutual respect and try to work towards wiping out radical Islamic invasions across Russia's border and also the Middle East. Across the board, real political analysts, a lot of top professors and real liberals came out and said, this is a great idea. This is what the world needs. The Democrats and Soros are in an open war against free speech. That's what political correctness is all about. They have CEOs calling for the death of Trump, the actual assassination, saying they're going to kill him themselves. They need to be arrested. We have directors saying it's time for violence. Katy Perry. This is the whole corporate Hollywood mouthpiece of the big multinational corporations that have hijacked this nation. And we've got the New York Times thinking you're so stupid. They now just don't deny world government, which is admitted, or global governance. They now say globalism never existed and that the Davos Group isn't pushing for it when they admit that's their term and their plan for corporate planetary government.
We are now facing a common challenge. And the challenge is how to build a world order for the first time in history on a global basis.
So, in conclusion, ladies and gentlemen, a new world is emerging. It is a new world order with significantly different and radically new challenges.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
Good evening, everybody. President Obama and British Prime Minister Gordon today calling for a new world order to tackle our global economic crisis.
And the president outlined his vision of a new world order in which the U.S. would participate fully.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
So I see a world order in the future with a multipolar world order.
I think the new world order is emerging, and with it the foundations of a new and progressive era of international cooperation.
But in a globalized economy, we are going to have to take global responsibilities, and there is going to have to be some semblance of global governance.
Never before has a new world order had to be assembled from so many different perceptions or on so global a scale. Nor has any previous order had to combine the attributes of the historic balance of power system with global democratic opinion and the exploding technology of the contemporary period.
And I strongly believe India will be a central actor in the new world order.
Soros allies like Megyn Kelly have come out and called it the year of the bully concerning Donald Trump, when he has never killed anyone like Hillary Clinton has done. Hillary Clinton and her actions killed over 500,000 Iraqi children with their sanctions that were worse than Bush Sr.'s. They killed tens of thousands upon tens of thousands in Libya and hundreds of thousands in Syria. All of that was her doing and Obama's doing. But their poor, sad, dumbed-down constituents don't care because they've learned words like homophobe, racist, and sexist. The good news is the same majority of white voters that elected Obama to prove that they weren't racist, elected Donald Trump to prove that they weren't stupid, and they were joined by the largest group of black voters for a Republican since the 1950s, and the largest group of Hispanics as well, which shows no matter what the mainstream media do and how much hate they spew, and no matter how much money criminals like George Soros pump into this, the people of America and the world are waking up to globalism. Russia's pulling out of the corporate New World Order. The UK's pulling out via the Brexit, and we're pulling out as well. It's about sovereignty, it's about self-determination, and it's about standing up to international crime bosses like George Soros.
You went out with this protector of yours who swore that you were his adopted godson.
Yes, yes.
Went out, in fact, and helped in the confiscation of property from the Jews.
That's right. Yes.
I mean, that sounds like an experience that would send lots of people to the psychiatric couch for many, many years. Was it difficult?
Not at all. Not at all. Maybe as a child you don't see the connection, but it created no problem at all.
All right, that was Alex Jones, a special report. I'm David Knight here with Owen Schroyer, and we're going to be covering the first hour and the second hour. We're going to talk about that color revolution in more detail, but also about the good news that is breaking out throughout the economy. As we mentioned at the top of the hour, we've got the dollar at a 14-year high. We've got the largest reserve in America discovered in oil. And, of course, that wasn't supposed to happen. CIA has been trying to sell us the idea of peak oil for a long time. Why would that be? Well, it's a tool of political control. You know, Owen, as I'm listening to this, and we see this organization that mirrors the government's five levels of threat, you know, DEFCON 1 through 5, with 1 being the highest, 5 being the lowest, and 3 was where we were just a few weeks ago. Why? Because we had the Obama administration, and we need to realize that with the exception of Rand Paul and Donald Trump, everybody wanted to have a no-fly zone, even the Republicans who are running. They said, we're going to go into a country that we have started a regime change in, that we went in to deliberately overthrow this guy. They invited Russia in to help them. And, of course, you know, Syria is recognized by the UN as a government, but we just overthrow whoever we wish. And then we're going to tell Russia and Syria that if you defend yourself against ISIS, we're going to shoot your planes down. And we had generals saying, well, you know, you can do that, but you're probably going to start a war with Russia. So 3 weeks ago, it was at 3, and now this private organization that takes a look at it says, look, with all the easing of tensions that we've had here, they're taking it down to number 5. That's an amazing turnaround, but the media is at war with Donald Trump, and we see this in many different ways. This hissy fit, as we got the article, Paul Joseph Watson, about the private dinner that he had last night.
Well, and think about the hypocrisy of the radical left right now, who's supposed to be for peace. You know, the peaceniks out there, all on the left. But if Hillary Clinton would have gotten in, I mean, we're looking at DEFCON 2, maybe even 1,
yeah.
Because she said she'll respond to a cyber attack with a physical war. And she is basically already claiming, and the Obama administration, that Russia was cyber attacking us. So she's basically admitting through her own words that she's going to go to war. But Trump gets in, as you pointed out, it drops to DEFCON 5. So where are the peaceniks? Where are the Trump protesters who say that the Republicans, that we are the warmongers, right in the face of looking at the DEFCON level dropping and World War III becoming less of a serious issue in the near future?
I'll tell you where they are. We've got the people. Remember, going back to 1947, we had the Doomsday Clock, and it was something that was, you know, right after World War II, there was a nuclear scientist and his wife, who was an artist, and they came up with this concept, the Doomsday Clock, to get people concerned about the threat of nuclear war. And it was an imminent threat at that time. We had the Cold War. Both U.S. and Russia were building up their weapons. Nobody really knew what was going to happen with that. It was unprecedented. We'd never seen that before. Going back to January 2015, and they announced that yesterday they were going to meet and decide whether they're going to move the hands of the clock closer to midnight or not. We look at this, and going back to January 2015, this article from Washington Post saying the doomsday clock is ticking again. It's now just 3 minutes to midnight. In other words, the end of humanity. And we'll tell you why these people think that things are worse, because Donald Trump is there, and because of policies that have nothing to do with nuclear war. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Hello, everybody. My name is Charlie Sayles. I'm a Vietnam veteran, harmonica player, vocalist, and blues songwriter. Now, I've been married, been homeless, every which way. But right now, I've hooked up with a great record company. Not just me, a lot of musicians. You're going to like this. This message is brought to you by FetalRecords.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
You know, in the coming election, no matter who gets in, one of the biggest issues nobody's talking about in the debates or anywhere is the vulnerability of the power grid, the potential for power grid chaos, EMP, cyber warfare, not to mention dangerous weather, hurricanes, ice storms, all a very real threat to our grid. My friends, chaos is already here, and it's going to get a lot worse. That's why I believe that all my listeners need to have a way to produce their own supply of backup electricity. Now I've got the perfect power solar generator system at my house, the Solutions from Science system. Simply put, this thing is amazing. Solutions from Science only makes the best equipment. Go to PowerGridChaos.com. That's PowerGridChaos.com to check it out. Now this is key. Right now, get 70% off their top-of-the-line perfect power solar generator. This is the one I use in my home. Go to PowerGridChaos.com and get 70% off.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight with Orrin Schroyer, and we're going to be talking about the press's amazing night that they had last night. As this article on InfoWars points out, the media has a hissy fit over Trump attending a private dinner with his family. The peace is breaking out, prosperity is breaking out all over, but they're going to war with Donald Trump. About that, about his transition team, about so many different things. Before we get back to the news, however, I just want to remind you, we've got a couple of new products that we've introduced at InfoWars. We've got new BioPCA, the ultimate new hair, skin, and nails formula by InfoWars Life. For years, listeners have been asking us to create a game-changing formula that works to give your hair, skin, and nails compounds that they really need. Now, no matter how hard we try, every single day we expose ourselves to toxic chemicals that weaken our immune system, that wreak havoc on our skin, on our hair. BioPCA is specifically formulated to help give your hair, skin, and nails a healthy appearance and to fight back against our toxic environment. You know, you're constantly replacing all of those things in your body, just like Ocupower that gives you the nutrients that your eye needs. You know, you're constantly replacing retinal cells. Well, you're constantly replacing your hair, skin, and nails as well. And so you need a constant nutrient substance that's going to help you to do that, as well as to combat the toxic chemicals in your environment. Also, something else that's new that's kind of interesting is the InfoWars Prime app. And we're just getting everybody online here with that. It's an introductory special. $4.99 a month, $44.99 a year. That's half off the standard rate that's going to be there once this introductory special is over. You're going to get exclusive videos direct from me, direct from Owen. We're going to be letting you know, giving you behind-the-scenes video, a lot more content, a lot more spontaneity about what's happening. All of us are going to have our own channel on this new Prime app. It's going to be a great way for you to keep up with the information. And, Owen, that's the key, isn't it? Because we look at the way the media is spinning this information. You know, Alex just had this report about how DEFCON people looked at this and lowered it from 3 to 5 because we had our government talking about creating a no-fly zone and shooting down Russian planes just a couple of weeks ago. Now with Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin actually talking, imagine that. Leaders of countries talking to each other instead of threatening to kill each other.
Which is the first promise, if you want to say, I guess it wasn't really a promise, the first thing that Donald Trump came through on his word about. He went on Michael Savage's radio show. He said, if I get elected, I will talk to Putin before inauguration. He did it. So he's one for one.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, they continued to ask him, well, you know, what are you going to do about Obama? You didn't really mean that. You didn't really mean you're going to build a wall or do anything about immigration. And he goes, no, I really meant it. I really meant it. I mean, it's like he's just doubling down with all this and telling him. But when you look at the DEFCON approach, and that's a private organization that is looking and making an assessment. We also have another private organization, I was mentioning before the break, the Doomsday Clock people. And everybody remembers them because it's a very iconic thing that was put out there. It was created by a husband and wife team, I guess kind of like Snopes. And it has the kind of...
Well, not exactly like
Snopes. Well, it has the authenticity of Snopes, and I'll tell you why. It was a physicist, a nuclear physicist, and his artist wife. And they basically were came up with this icon, the Doomsday Clock, and as things would get closer to nuclear conflict between the U.S. and Russia, they would move the hands of the clock closer, okay? So we would get to situations like in 1960, there were 7 minutes to midnight. In 1963, there were 12 minutes to midnight. And I don't know what it was in 1962. This Washington Post article doesn't go back and look at that. But that was in the middle of the Cuban Missile Crisis, remember? In October, we thought that we were going to have came probably as close as we ever were to a nuclear exchange. But between it was somewhere between 7 and 12 minutes to midnight. But in 2015, they came out and said we are 3 minutes to midnight. Wow. I didn't know that we were, you know, twice as close to a nuclear holocaust as we were the Cuban Missile Crisis. No, we weren't. So what happened was in 2007. This Snopes husband and wife team decided that they were going to skew this towards climate change. Why? Because in 2007, the community organizer and his color revolution hadn't started yet. They hadn't started overthrowing governments. They hadn't tried to break Ukraine away from the Soviet Union and threatened Russia. And so things were kind of calm in 2007. They needed something to keep this going. So they add climate change. That's the thing that's really threatening our world. And they moved the clock to 3 minutes to midnight. Remember, it was 7 to 12 minutes during the Cuban Missile Crisis. They take it to 3 minutes because of climate change. That's the way the mainstream media is detached from reality.
And here's the ironic thing to me about all of this talk about the Doomsday Clock. climate change, global warming being the end of man. First of all, they ignore the fact that there's nuclear testing going on by the thousands in the last decade. They ignore the fact that geoengineering is going on. Beyond the fact they're flying around their jets talking about climate change as they're adding to the problem, they completely discount nuclear testing and geoengineering, which is admitted programs. Just ignore it.
We're going to talk about that more when we come back. They're telling us we can't get out of these climate agreements. So yeah, you just wait and see. We'll tell you how we're going to get out when we come back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Hello, everybody. My name is Charlie Sales. I'm a Vietnam veteran, harmonica player, vocalist, and blues songwriter. Now, I've been married, been homeless, every which way. But right now, I've hooked up with a great record company. Not just me, a lot of musicians. You're going to like this. This message is brought to you by FetalRecords.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You walk into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the super states that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
Is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight with Owen Schroyer, and we've been talking about this article that's up on Infowars.com, how the media is freaking out last night because Donald Trump went to dinner privately. And you won't believe what they are saying. The media has a complete hissy fit. This is Paul Joseph Watson's story. He attended a private dinner with his own family. He skipped out on the press, and he went to Club 21, which is a steakhouse down the street. And, of course, when he got there, he was met with a standing ovation by the crowd that was there. But the press is livid. They can't believe he would do that. And they say, he put his security at risk. It's like, no, he didn't. He took the Secret Service with him, but he didn't take the press. And I've heard amazing things, Owen. I've heard people in the media saying, you know, since 11-22-63, when Kennedy was assassinated, we've had the press corps there as part of, you know, to protect the president, so for his own protection. It's like, really? I never saw the press making, putting themselves up as human shields to protect the president from incoming bullets. That's the Secret Service's job. They don't really understand what their job is, but they're literally at war with this guy. Ignoring everything that's happening, you know, the peace that's breaking out, the prosperity that we see with the dollar, with the stock market, with this major discovery of oil, and that's one of the things that really freaks them out with that.
Well, I'd like to hear what they say he's in danger of. Is he in danger of assassination? And if so, from who? Are we talking about the peaceful protesters that they talk about, that they justify every day? I thought they were peaceful. Why is that a threat to his security? Is there some sort of secret establishment, some secret society that has control of the planet that would want to take him out of power? Is there some global government initiative that would want to end the Donald Trump movement that would want to kill him?
Yeah, called George Soros and the mainstream media.
Oh, but will they mention that? I doubt they'll mention that. They'll just throw a hissy fit because they didn't get the press that they wanted from Donald. Because, you know, I think the truth of it, David, is they are looking in the mirror at a rotting corpse, the dinosaur dying mainstream media, and they know their only chance to get any ratings at all is to have Donald Trump on.
That's right.
I mean, that is it. I mean, right. CNN, when they put Trump on, ratings went up. When they would have to cut Trump off because of the things that he was saying and people would switch to Fox or whatever, their ratings went directly down. So I think they're just crying and whining because they're dying and they need Donald Trump to give them the press whenever they want it to keep their ratings afloat.
That's right. They had a big, every time there'd be a debate, they'd have a big increase. And it was simply because of Donald Trump. They weren't getting ratings increases when Hillary was debating Bernie Sanders. But anyway, one of the things that they're complaining about here, and we can leave this tweet here that's embedded in the article, somebody named Sam Stein, I don't know or really care who he is, but he's part of the mainstream press, I guess. He says, so Trump ditched his press pool tonight to grab a steak dinner. This is why he tweeted out, a terrible violation of protocol.
Oh.
Violation of protocol.
To have steak.
That his defenders will probably cheer. And he's half right. We are cheering that. He's entitled to have a dinner without being harassed by the press. And of course, the mainstream media all cheered when Obama did his own thing. When he got out of his box and he did unusual things.
Or what about when he travels his family all around the planet and has his mother-in-law staying in the White House on our dollar, too? Let's not forget about that. That's okay.
That's right. NBC News says he left his Manhattan residence without notifying reporters covering him or giving any indication of where he was going, betraying a horrifying lack of transparency. A lack of transparency.
Where were they complaining about Hillary Clinton during the campaign cycle when she would disappear for days at a time?
That's right. Yeah, very few of them had anything to say about it. And it became an issue when it got up to like 80% of the election cycle. It was like 200 and some odd days. And we started talking about it. I said, hey, we're going to do a thing here where every day that I come on the radio, fourth hour, whatever, we're going to talk about it's been 200 and some odd days since Hillary's last press conference.
It was just over 300 at one time.
Yeah, they did this the thing when they had the hostages taken in Iran. Okay, they had Ted Koppel would come on the news. Day such and such, the Iranian hostage crisis. And it's like, okay, Hillary holds the press hostage for 300 days, nearly the entire election cycle. They didn't have anything to say about it. And evidently, it started becoming a thing because that's when she put a few minions on board with her on the plane.
They rolled her some oranges.
Yeah,
they handed their cell phones off with the questions.
Yeah, they'd ask her questions, and she would say, "Here, have a chocolate."
You know, and then Project Veritas gets brought up. Okay, sorry, press conference over. Gotta go. But you know what the real problem here is, David? I think that they don't want to talk about. But this is what's really bothering them. Do you know how much carbon had to be emitted for Donald Trump to eat that steak dinner? I mean, think about it. They had to till the land.
People eating steak.
Exactly. You had to have a cow. I mean, that cow is gonna flatulate. Oh, that adds to global warming. So just the fact that Trump would even dare have a steak dinner and then not invite the press corps, outrageous.
Yeah, yeah. And like you were saying, you know, desperate for news about Trump, and they can't get enough information out because right now Trump is privately working through who he's going to have in his administration and the transition team. So they're desperate for news. And as Watson points out, CNN had a headline, Trump goes out to dinner tonight.
Can you imagine being in this press corps? All right, what happened? Donald Trump went to dinner with his family tonight. All right, how can we spin this? How can we make this negative? How can we make this bad? Donald Trump went to dinner with a family. What a bad guy. Oh, my gosh. And there's Don Lemon. I can only imagine if you're running CNN and you're watching your news and you look at Don Lemon and that's your future. Ooh, that's brutal.
You're talking about freaking out because he's having steak. And they freak out because we have steak. They don't want us to have steak. They don't want us to have air conditioning.
I like steak.
And they are freaking out about climate change. We had France and the UN telling Donald Trump that action on climate change was unstoppable. France and the UN on Tuesday stepped up their warnings to President-elect Donald Trump about the risks of quitting a 2015 global plan to combat climate change. They said a historic shift from fossil fuels is unstoppable. And at the same time, we got the largest discovery of oil in the United States that we've ever had before being put out there. And look, we have to understand, it is very easy for Donald Trump to get out of this climate change thing here, right? You know, John Kerry and all these people, it was October 15th, 3 weeks before the election. I remember hearing all the stories on the weekend about their agreement that they had signed in Rwanda. And it was going to essentially outlaw air conditioning. And we had John Kerry saying back in July that air conditioning was a bigger threat to us than ISIS. You know, and as I said on the news, John Kerry has never installed an air conditioning or refrigerator unit, but he has installed ISIS. So,
and he went to Antarctica, so that makes him an expert.
That's right. There you go. But this is the insanity of these people trying to protect the world from unicorn farts. And they want to protect us from cows as well, because they also have emissions. They don't want steak. They don't want air conditioning. But look, we have to understand that when you're talking about taking away air conditioning and this thing that they came up with October the 15th, they had three tiers. The U.S. was going to have its emissions of air conditioning coolants capped right away and then decreased. But then you're going to have places like China and India, you know, they're developing, so they need to be allowed a few more years that they can grow their emissions, install more air conditioners before they cap them. And then you've got people like Saudi Arabia, and they were going to be given another few more years. And so that was this multi-tiered thing here. But if you read the fine print, what you see is that China and U.S. companies had come up with a new refrigerant that was going to replace what was being banned. So it's really all about the money. It's really all about crony capitalism. They've got some new thing that they want to force you to buy. So the way to do it is to ban this stuff. Now, how do we get out of these agreements? We were told by the Washington Post on October 15th that this was a legally binding agreement, because what they were doing was amending a treaty that had been legally made a treaty. You know, there's a process for that. The Constitution, you have two-thirds of the Senate say, yeah, we're going to ratify this treaty. So they had ratified a treaty under the Reagan administration when we used to pay a little bit of attention to the Constitution. We don't do that anymore. And so they said, well, we amended it, and so now it's legally binding because we amended part of that. And you have to understand, if you amend a treaty, it's no longer the same treaty that you ratified, is it? So you put that in by executive order, and this climate change agreement, Owen, that they agreed to, it was Obama and Kerry that agreed to that climate change agreement. He didn't get the agreement of the Senate, and he explicitly said that he didn't need it. He was going to do it with executive order. And at the time, his critics said, well, you know, there's a danger in that, because if you do this by executive order, I put up a report about that on the YouTube channel, Live by Executive Order, Die by Executive Order. They said, well, you know, it can easily be undone by executive order if Trump were going to win. But, of course, he's not going to win. Hillary will do it.
And so
this is very easy for him to undo this.
But that's how it goes right behind closed doors. Somebody's getting rich on this. Somebody's meant to get rich. Just like you've got your story here in the Newsweek magazine from the 70s talking about we've already hit peak oil. Basically, right now, there is no oil left. If this magazine was correct, we wouldn't have any oil. I don't know how it would have gotten to work today.
We'd have run out in the mid-80s.
But these same people, this is the most ironic thing I've ever heard of in my life. The same people are regulating cow flatulence. This is actually happening. Regulating cow flatulence in order to save the planet. But they won't regulate nuclear bomb testing. They don't regulate geoengineering. You can write. I actually had somebody, they wrote the Canadian, I don't remember the name of the bureaucracy up there, but they're in charge of the atmosphere, you know, climate data. They wrote these people. They said, hey, I see these lines in the sky. What are they? They said, yeah, we're spraying lithium. We're spraying aluminum. Yeah, we're spraying this in the sky. Yep. Mm-hmm. So it's like, but we need to regulate cow farts and we need to tax you for your carbon emissions, folks. It is total hypocrisy. If you're going to do any of that, please address the thousands of nuclear tests that go on this planet. Please address the geoengineering that is spraying chemicals in the sky. Don't come to me and tell me about climate change until you quit flying on your jets, you regulate nuclear bomb testing, and you regulate geoengineering. Until that day comes, I'm not listening to any of this climate change nonsense.
Yeah, you know, the people who like to scoff at the idea of chemtrails, or persistent contrails that are laid out in a grid pattern.
Magically.
You go back and look at the contest that we had shortly after I joined InfoWars here. There was a movie contest, and there was a documentary that somebody put in, and it's Skyder Alert, and they had an app that went with it, and they laid it out, the correlation between people citing that and the increases in temperature. We've got a special report here from Alex. Whistleblowers elected Trump, and he should pardon them. Here's that report from Alex Jones.
I support Donald Trump because he has such amazing courage. And when he gets demonized and attacked and lied about, he just basically laughs it off. I also support Trump because I know he really wants to put America first. He believes in this country. He knows we've signed a lot of one-sided trade deals with China and other countries, that if we just do fairer deals, we'll turn our economy back on so that Americans don't have to be dependent on the big corporate welfare state and can get off the Democratic Party plantation. The problem is Trump also is trying to be, I think, too presidential right now and being nice. He can't trust the weasel, Paul Ryan, that tried to stab him in the back over and over again. And tomorrow, we're about to see the Republicans vote for their speaker. And I know Trump thinks he's taking the high road, but I think he will rue the day that he tried to work with the Republican establishment. I understand he wants to get things done. But on a separate matter, there's something I think the president can do, or at least consider doing, that will really endear him to the real intelligentsia of this country and the world, many of which are liberal, many of which are conservative. And they're the liberal intelligentsia that supported Trump because they knew how evil Hillary was because of the WikiLeaks. It's the Julian Assanges. It's the Bev Harrises. It's the Snowdens. If it wasn't for WikiLeaks, and it wasn't for Snowden leading the way with courage to expose the fact that we have a criminal elite running Hillary Clinton, you would not have won, sir. That was the final blow. That's what took you over the edge. That's what gave us a window into the seedy, wicked, treasonous, scum-filled systems of the Clintons and the Republican Party that aids and abets them. So I understand, in hindsight, that's pretty clear to everybody. And look, I understand that 3 years ago, we didn't know at first what Snowden had done, what he'd taken. Now we know Snowden was exposing criminal activity, illegal activity in the government. He did all of us an incredible service, and I believe deserves a medal. But think about it. It's the whistleblowing on crimes that helped bring your populist liberty movement to power. So if all is right with the universe, and if logic is alive, you should perhaps push for a committee in Congress to have hearings about whistleblowing. It was Obama that persecuted the press, arrested more reporters and more researchers and more members of government than all of the presidents before him who were whistleblowing. Please don't continue in the steps of Obama and the Democratic Party and the Republican leadership. You don't have anything to worry about. You're not involved in corruption. You don't even really use the internet. You're very, very straightforward. And so you should be proud to be transparent, as you've always been. But bottom line, do the right thing. Explore a pardon for Mr. Snowden and bring him back to the United States. This is the right thing to do. Because, quite frankly, it is somewhat of a paradox, almost an oxymoron, that it's his actions and Assange's actions and other actions that helped bring this country back from the brink of a total globalist takeover. Now, because of your leadership, the American people's courage, and these men and women's courage that leaked the information, the DC Leak folks, Guccifer 2.0, and everybody else. It's because of WikiLeaks, DC Leaks, Guccifer 2, and all these other heroes and the independent media that we now have a chance to get good Supreme Court justices, that we have a chance to cut taxes and have better trade deals, that you're our champion of. So it's only fair that you move forward with at least an investigation into whether or not Julian Assange can be left alone by the United States now, and whether people like Edward Snowden can now be left alone and really praise as the heroes they are. I think if there's justice in this world, this should really be strongly looked at. And Mr. President, I know you've got the courage to do the right thing.
And David Knight and Owen Shore are here, and as I'm listening to Alex Jones say that Julian Assange ought to be pardoned, that they ought to call off the dogs that have kept him under house arrest in London for a long time, I absolutely agree. One of the things we need to remember about the Obama administration, Owen, is that Obama locked up more whistleblowers and journalists under the antiquated 1917 Espionage Act than all the other presidents combined before him. So they want to talk about transparency. They want to talk about how the press is treated. I mean, at least he's not locking you up. They skip on Hillary Clinton not holding press conferences. They give him a pass on locking journalists up, but they get upset about the private dinner.
By the way, we're seeing now, obviously, we had stories of fake news being censored off the Internet. People are using InfoWars as the example. Business Insider was one of them on their social media account saying people are using Facebook to determine how to steer away from fake news. Wait a second. Our numbers are growing. People are coming to us because they're sick of fake news, not the opposite.
We're going to talk about that on the other side of the break. And of course, that's something that's been developing for a number of years, the idea of truthiness. Who's going to be the arbiter of who is true and who isn't? Who can be censored and who isn't? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight with Orrin Schroyer. Before we get back to the news, and just as we were going to break, Owen started to talk about the Chinese style of censorship. We've had our government lusting after a Chinese style of government for quite some time. I remember going back to George W. when he said, gee, I wish I could just tell people what to do like they do in China. That'd be great as a dictator, you know. And we got a lot of people on the left and the right who think that every 4 years, Owen, what we're doing is electing a dictator. And no, we're not. And we need to get away from that. But before we get back to the news, I just want to let you know about a new product that we've introduced. BioPCA is the ultimate new hair, skin, and nail formula by InfoWarsLife.com. It's got 14 powerful ingredients, including biotin, zinc, and a proprietary blend of enzymes and collagen. This formula is a real deal, specially formulated to give your hair, skin, nails a healthy appearance and fight back against the toxic environment, the pollutants that you find in things like shampoos and soaps and body wash and that sort of thing that affects your skin. You need good quality nutrients, and biotin especially is one of the things people have long recognized as being essential for healthy hair and nails and skin. It also includes a proprietary blend of enzymes and collagen, as I pointed out. So that's a new product that we have. It's a limited first run, so we'll sell out of inventory very quickly on that. Also, I'll just briefly mention that we have the new InfoWars Prime app. Take a look at that. It's available at an introductory price of half off. And then our Loss Leader Special. You can get the InfoWars Trump is my president for just $9.95. That's you can wear that and tell people, no, he really is the president. He's my president, and he's going to be your president, too, whether you like it or not. So that's a great T-shirt there. And, you know, and it's already in red, which kind of reminds me of the way the British Army used to dress their soldiers in red. So
you can see them.
Show.
Oh, yeah, they'll stick out, too. So hopefully we can stick out. But, you know,
that's right.
Have you been taking that BioPCA? Is that why your beard is so thick?
That's right. Yeah, that's it.
I've noticed your mustache and beard have been getting nice and thick and lustrous over there. It must be that BioPCA.
Well, I have taken biotin for a long time as part of my regimen of supplements. So I will be shifting over to biotin to the BioPCA that we sell. So, yeah, because that's got other things in it besides just besides biotin. So that's a great thing to have. I take a lot of the stuff that we sell. Brain Force is my favorite thing because I can tell the difference when I've had it and when I haven't had it.
Well, you've only got three bottles sitting at your desk over there.
That's right. That's right. I always have one ready for me whenever I got to travel anywhere. Well, let's talk about China. Let's talk about the censorship that they're lusting after, and the idea that we've seen multiple articles this week from Google and others talking about how they're going to censor individuals, censor terms on Twitter. We just had them go after somebody they identified as the alt-right. I don't know anything about this particular individual, and quite frankly, I don't even identify as the alt-right. I don't know what the definition of that is. I identify myself as a paleo-libertarian, if you want to put a label on it. That's about as close as I could get. But they're using censorship and talking about hoax news sites. And this is something that's been going on for a number of years, Owen. Going back, Google has been talking about, we're going to apply a standard of truthiness, you know, referring back to Colbert. We're going to have truthiness, and we're going to be the ones who are going to evaluate whether or not you're legitimate, whether or not your stuff is true. And if we don't like what you're saying, we're going to boot you off of our platform.
Well, and we'll get more into this on the other side, but, you know, it's not about censorship with these people. It's about control. Mm-hmm. That's really what it's about. And that's
censorship's their means.
Yeah. But yeah, but they'll cry censorship. But it's incredible. As I said earlier, they're using InfoWars. I'm seeing all of these major publications going on social media mentioning this story about how they want to get rid of fake news on social media. And InfoWars is always one of the main targets when they go after this. Here's an idea. How about we let the people decide what news they want to hear? How about the government doesn't decide what news I would trust? How about I decide as a person? And you know what? The people have decided. That's why they elected Donald Trump. They didn't listen to the mainstream news. And that's why the Alex Jones channel on YouTube now has 1.8 million subscribers and going up.
Stay with us. We'll be right back on the other side of the hour. I'm David Knight with Owen Schroyer.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.